Right, good afternoon. No, good morning, everybody. This is just a very quick audio boom on the new iPod. It's kind of been released fairly quietly, to be honest with you. All it is an updated version of the iPod 5th Gen, which I know at least a few of you have. Unfortunately, it's become rather sluggish at this point. And depending on how you want to look at it, in comparison to the 5S or the 6, you know, I've heard some people call it pretty much unusable, which isn't quite true, but it's sluggish as hell. So, the new one, quite importantly, has had a major update to the camera, and the reason I say it's quite important, because a lot of us are relying on KNFB reader, so the camera is now good enough to actually support officially KNFB reader, and I have seen them tweet such as well, so that's pretty cool. The other major enhancement for the likes of ourselves is the fact that it has got the iPhone 6's processor, which means it's a snappy little beast. Aesthetically, the only difference really is that the screen sits out a little bit more from the unit, but effectively it's exactly the same iPod and doesn't look any different. And it'll be interesting. I want to see the old one alongside the new one, so that I can tell exactly what I think. And it'll be interesting to see as well if the old iPod and the new iPod can fit in the same case. It looks to me like they can, but sometimes things are moved about very, very slightly, such as the case of the 4 and the 4S, where cases wouldn't fit. So, that all being said, it's a very snappy device and, once again, usable. And one of the other important things for me about it is the fact that the 16GB variant is only $159. As were when the 5th Gen originally came out, you were looking at around £260 to £270 for the 32GB. 32GB is £199, incidentally, so price has been significantly reduced. One of the things I thought they would do would be to change the size of the screen, but they haven't. So, yeah, you're pretty much holding the same unit, but it's much, much more capable. And obviously the chipset is 64-bit, and for those of you who like Alex, that also means you can download him and all. So, that will be the end of it for now, and thank you.